Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, we want to dedicate this year Le'ila Nishmas, Yaakov ben Max, Leiba bas Beryl, Freida bas Yaakov, Yita bas Yaakov, and as a schus for a shidduch for the anonymous sponsor, as a schus for Fushlema for Kol Chayli Yisrael, as a schus for continued Hatzlacha of LPI, and as a schus for Klal Yisrael to merit Mashiach Tzidkenu through the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is what we're trying to do, Be'ezer Hashem, through all of our efforts, Misiata Deshmaya. Some of you may have received your copy, Be'ezer Hashem, of the story of our lives, which Baruch Hashem was released last week and has been arriving at houses, Baruch Hashem, over the entire globe across the world, as well as the Lost Princess Workbook, which also Baruch Hashem is going to be used in the first cycle of our course, which began actually today. Some of the chevra on the call are actually joining us for that journey. So it's so incredible to be able to delve into the story of the Lost Princess with Yidden all around the world of all ages, backgrounds, united in their quest for the Lost Princess, for that feeling of connection and wonder and simplicity and sweetness that Rabbi Nachman's tale enables us to really reframe and to be able to explore new tools to be able to find and to locate that ethereal spirit of life that we're all searching after. So it's an amazing, amazing privilege to be able to be a part of it. If you don't have your book, you can order it on the LPI website. And what a privilege, what a schus. Okay, so let's delve in without any further ado to this week's Torah from the Ma'ari Naim. Just going to share my screen with you. And we're going to begin with Hashem's help. Thank you all again for joining. Alrighty. So here we go. You should see the screen. And we're going to begin with Hashem's help. Let's learn this piece together. Okay, and let's start. Thank you again, each and every one of you, for joining. And let's dive right in. Oyoymar says the Hele Gemara Naim b'shoshe gdimu b'chulu. Chazal tell us that when Am Yisrael began their declaration of acceptance of the Torah with these words, Nasa v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such incredible nachas from this, and Hashem said, Mi gila roz ze levanai, who revealed this secret to my children? What's the big secret of Nasa before Nishma? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Oh, you said Devarai, Lishmaya be called Devarai. That the Malachim also we find have this aspect of listen, of doing before they listen. What's the sod? What's the ruz? Why is this that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has so much nachas from Am Yisrael in this that they're going to declare Nasa be Nishma? What's the whole secret and how is it relevant to our lives? And how are we supposed to live with this declaration of Nasa v'Nishma each and every day? V'tzarech Lahavin says, the Heilige Tzadik, Eich Efshar Lasos, Koidim Shiyishma, just on a simple level. How is it possible that Am Yisrael are genuinely when they say Nasa v'Nishma that they intend to do before they listen? What if you don't listen, if you don't hear what's supposed to be done, so how are you going to go ahead and do? So how is it possible, lasis koidim shiyishma, to do before one hears ma lasis, what a person is supposed to do? And the Kedushas Levi also asked the same question. He answers in Kedushas Lepurim, he says that Am Yisrael arrive at such a very lofty level of spiritual refinement at the foot of Har Sinai, standing in front of the giloy of this revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, ki ish echad, b'lev echad, we talked about last week, how the tzaddikim are able to zoichin l'dvarim harbe, to purify the realm of multiplicity to the dvarim harbe, and to identify the unity of all being, and to look at other human beings as just another spark of that very same flame that we contain within ourselves. And so Am Yisrael arrived at this incredible hasaga of ish echad, b'lev echad, to the point that their whole physicality was purified so much to the extent that each and every one of the 248 bones within them, the Ramach Ivarim, were exuding the Torah, were exuding the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh to which they correspond. And the 365 veins and sinews that correspond to the Shasa Loi Saseh, to the 365 negative negative commandments, we're exuding those commandments to the point that Am Yisrael were able to say, Nase, that I plan to do even before Nishma, even before I hear what I'm supposed to do, because they had arrived at that level where the Torah was just bursting out of every cell in their bodies. And so that's how the Kedushas Levi wants to answer this question. But the Mara 9 takes a different route, takes a different path. What did Am Yisrael mean when they said Nase v'Nishma? Also, what was this thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so proud of Am Yisrael that we said Nasa v'Nishma? Why is that such a great thing? We understand that it represents a certain amount of bittul, that we're jumping into it. We don't even need any proofs. We don't even need any taste of the sweetness of it. We're ready to do it because it's something that you want us to do. So there is a certain level of a manifestation or an expression of readiness and excitement and bittul ratzon. So there is makom for hisparus, for Hashem to have pride over this. But what's this secret that Hashem says, wow, mi gila razel lebanai? What a deep secret of Nasa v'Nishma. What is this that Hashem is mispar bazeh kol kach v'mashek dimu Nasa v'Nishma? What does this mean to us in 2021? Acha emes says the tzadeh. It is impossible. Not just it's common for people to not be able to stay on one level. It is impossible for a person to always maintain the same level of spiritual potency and striving and commitment and connection. Because the Pasagin Cheskel tells us that the Chayos, these very lofty angels, we're running and returning. And what that means, running and returning, this concept doesn't just mean that the angels are running and returning, but chayus also means life force. And it means that al pi remez, al pi drush, when the pasuk tells us, v'hachayus ratza v'shoiv, this means that any being that has life force within them is always experiencing ratza v'shoiv, always going to experience this inyan of running and returning. Sheba umistalik. It comes in umistalik, and then it leaves that level. Da'ainu. Kishu davik ba Hashem Yisbarach margish chiyas v'tainuk. When a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a feeling of sweetness and joy and clarity, and things are going well for us, and we're able to feel the shas aliyah of Yemei Ava, like the pasuk describes. But ba'achar kach mistalik. But after some time, we don't feel that anymore. And Olam Hazeh gets to us a little bit, draws us in. V'noifel mi madrega, or madregasa, and he falls, and we fall, and she falls, and all of us fall from that level, from that madrega, says the Ma'arinayim, don't be mistaken. V'yesh bazeh razin diaraisa. There are deep, deep secrets. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in such a way that we know deep down that it's not often because we gave into a Yetzirah? Sometimes you just wake up and there's no conceivable reason why you shouldn't be davening with a fire. It's not like you just didn't live up to your ideal earlier that morning or the night before. No, everything was fine. Nothing happened. But something changed. All of a sudden, we don't have that clarity that we had before. All of a sudden, we don't feel the same excitement and the same passion. What's this inyan that we fall from our madrega? The chevra that are joining us that are part of the course that just began today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to delve into this very deeply, and we talk about it in the book. Be'ez Hashem, for those, I know some of you received the book today, V'chazei Hashem, even here in Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to read about the progression that the viceroy goes through from deserts, fields, and forests. Ami has his copy at the ready. Right? Deserts, fields, and forests. We're going to learn about this progression. That the viceroy travels from first the desert, we're going to learn about what that is, and then the field, and then the forest. But then after he gets to the level of the forest, we find that he's back in the desert again. Because this is the cycle. This is the cycle. Razin d'oraisa. This is just how it goes. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and specifically in our generation, that the whole book and my whole project and our whole project is trying to describe and trying to discover and to delve very deeply into the nature of our generation. What is this dar before Malchus Beis David, before the Mashiach ben David arrives? What is this last soul that's rooted in Malchus? What is Malchus? What is the Levana that shrinks and grows? What is David HaMelech. That's at one point a warrior, and at another point this kind poet. At one time a chassid, ki chassid ani, and the other time, you know, it appears that he falls into a sin, right, on his level, whatever that means, right? Or he perceives it to be this place of dryness. Nafshi ke eretz ayefel chaselot, sama nafshi lelekim lekel chai. What is our generation? That we go through this, and we mamish experience this, each and every one of us. That's what the book is called, The Story of Our Lives, because that's exactly what it is. It's our tale. It's our story. It's the journey that we take, this roller coaster of serving Hashem. And if a person doesn't have the roller coaster, so that's often an indicator that he's really not in it. Because if a person doesn't care about Avodas Hashem at all, so then it's very easy to feel good all the time, right? And not to feel the brokenness of distance, and not to feel the brokenness of feeling as if we're not living up to that ideal, because we have no ideal. But if a person has no ideal, you're right, there might not be any yiridas, but there's also no aliyas. And this is what Rav Kook writes. Rav Kook says that the essence of life is to have an ideal, is to have something to strive for, is to have hasagas, is to have a madrega. And this is why I think it's so valuable, Be'ezer Hashem, the chevra that has the book, that will read the book, and certainly the chevra that's joining us for this cycle of the course, and Be'ezer Hashem, there'll be future cycles of the course. Hopefully we'll get to learn this all together with all of Am Yisrael. But it's so useful to reframe Avodas Hashem as a journey, because that's what gives it. That's what gives us the passion. I don't want to give away the whole secret of the book already, but the whole sod of the passion that we're looking for is in the looking. That the searching is the finding itself. Yagati umatsasi tamin. Yagati umatsasi tamin. Rav Nassim says we're going to learn the piece inside Be'ezer Hashem at length. Those of us again that are in the course. Yagati umatsasi, says Rav Nassim. Why did the Gemara say Tamin, you should believe a person who says, I toiled and I found? What does it mean, believe him? See, open your eyes and see what he found. If he really searched and he really found, so you should be able to see it. What's Tamin? You have to believe such a person. Says Rav Nassim, you know what kind of person you're talking to? A person who doesn't seem to have found. You're talking to a person who cannot demonstrate what he found. But he tells you, Yagati, I searched. Umatsasi, and believe me, even though I have nothing to show for my search, Tamin, believes such a person that even though he doesn't have anything to show for it, he already found plenty, because the searching is the finding in and of itself, to have ideals to strive for. So those of us that have ideals, and each and every one of us who's on this call, who's trying to learn the words of Dibur Lekim Chaim or the Tzadikim, has ideals. We want to grow. We want to reach higher hasagas of living and of Avodas Hashem. We realize that it's not just a checklist Yiddishkeit, but there's infinite layers and infinite depth in every mitzvah and in every avodah. So chever like us, we're going to have those aliyahs, unbelievable aliyahs, but also there's going to be a time where we noifa madrigasa, where we fall. V'yesh b'zeh, again, Mari Naim says, rasin di oraisa, there's deep secrets of Torah. V'tam hadavar, lamat sarach lipo mi madrigasa, why is it that Hashem created the world in such a way that the genuine search for Him, that the genuine commitment to an Avodas Hashem that's bursting with the princess of connection and of passion is going to be marked by Aliyas and also Yeridas. Why is that? The Tam Echad says the Ma'ari Naim, he suggests one reason. Hu kedei sheyavai achar kach lemadrega yoyser gedayla. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it that a person should have a lull only so that he should then reach a higher level, which is classically known in the Svarim HaKadoshim as the concept of Yerida Litzarech Aliyah, a counterintuitive, very difficult to understand, and very dangerous to engage with forthright. We're going to learn about that in the book also. We have to try to avoid this, but it naturally happens, right? It naturally happens that a person, like we said, not that a person did an Avera, but that a person just has this hargasha of feeling out of it, burnt out, not interested, not feeling connected, feeling as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years away and closed up and shuttered up in the heavens and locked with lock and key and distant from us behind an iron curtain. This is the concept of Yiridas Letzarech Aliyah. Because when a person experiences that, and a person feels as if it's very difficult for him or her to connect to Yiddishkeit, and we yearn for it and we want it. So then when we come out of that, and we always emerge, always, 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 after having that experience of distance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always reaches out to us again and shines the light, Yara Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yichunecha, once more. So it's that much sweeter. and it's something that we yearned for, and it's something that we didn't have. And so when we have it and we regain it, it's that much more beautiful, and it's that much more elevated, and it's that much more real to us. And this is also the mashal, for example, trying to shoot a rubber band. It's the pulling back of the rubber band that when you let go, it's going to have that distance. And the further back it goes, or the further back you pull it when you let go, that's how far back it's going to be able to go. And this is how we see this mashal in Gashmias. When a person wants to jump very high, you got to crouch all the way down, and then you jump, and then you spring, because you have energy stored up from bending down, or stored up from pulling back the rubber band, to the point that when it's time to release, there's no limit to how high that a person is going to reach. You read the Litzarech Aliyah. That's what he's discussing here. Shebechol davar tzarech liyos heder koyidim lahavaya. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We're going to learn about also in the course the concept of the Chalal HaPanui, of the vacant space within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed all of the worlds. That Inyan is a head there, is a lack, after which we prepare the canvas, after which we prepare space, we make a space, and then we can create. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that vacant space that seems to be void of godliness, it's dafka within that space that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms all of the worlds. And that's why, even on the simplest level, it's a davar pashut to us. When does the Jewish day start? It starts at night. But it's not simply that the Jewish day starts at night and that's just the way it is for Yom Tovim. There's a message there. Why is it that the Jewish day starts at night? And lefi this, it's very pashut. Because the nighttime is a time of darkness. The nighttime is a time of a lack of clarity, the inability to see, the inability to walk. When everything's dangerous and everything's fearful and scary and it's pitch black and we don't know where we're going and we get lost. But in order for there to be light, in order for there to be dawn, in order for there to be an experience of illumination, of clarity, knowing where to go, how to go, where we're going, and to see how far we've come, that whole Inyan needs to be preceded by the darkness of a lack of clarity. And that's why the Jewish day's dafka starts at night, because that's the message there. That a head there, a lack, must always come before Havaya, must always come before creation. If we don't prepare a blank canvas, there's nothing upon which to draw the most beautiful portrait in the world. When a person wants to rise to a higher level, not that we should go into it, of course, with the kavana, a person that does this, the whole thing unravels, and ultimately a person will not be zocha to the madrega that he's trying to reach. If a person goes in bimchuvan with this kavana to have a yerida, to manufacture a yerida, we don't have to manufacture yeridas. It's part of the natural trajectory. This is part of living as a Jew. We don't need to actively seek it. It will seek us out. Ein sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov le'yachta. That's just the way the world works. But this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu programs it in the deepest way that we should have these times that are called Yemei Sina in the Musar Sfarim, Yerida, Shov in Rabbi Nachman, returning as opposed to running. Those times when things aren't so good, and those times when we don't feel or we don't see as if our actions matter and the impact that we're having. And we don't feel Hashem's presence in our lives. But it's that head there that's going to lead to the unbelievable madriga that comes after that. And the key is sticking it out. That's the avoida we're going to learn. That's the avoida of the desert. In the context of the Lost Princess, the desert is this time of feeling parched, like David HaMelech says, nafshi, like we said, ke'eretz ha'yefel l'chasela, when a Jew's heart feels parched, that there's no water, ein mayim ala Torah. That there's no water, that we feel that we have no connection to Hashem, to the Torah and the mitzvahs, that Hashem is lacking, that it's just a body without a soul. It's just robotic existence and robotic experience of Avodas Hashem without any chiyus, without any neshama. And the avoda is to stick it out, to stay there. And to have ratzon, to express our kisufim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going anywhere. Because this is what I want, and I have a muna shlema that after the desert comes the field, and after the field comes the forest, and that it's a progression, and that it's not going to last forever this way. This is Rabbi Nachman's famous mashal. Some of you might have heard it before. I wrote about it a number of years ago. I try to send it out before Pesach every year. Rabbi Nachman has a famous mashal of two Russian peasants, two paupers, that live in a garbage heap together their whole lives, and they're best friends, one with the other. One of them is a Jew, one of them is a non-Jew, but they're best friends, and they're like a team. They scounge around in all of the dirty, dark alleyways to try to find any morsel of food to be able to sustain themselves, and this is their life, in tatters, dirty, broken people. And one day, the Jewish pauper is very, very excited, and he tells the non-Jew, he says, you know, tonight's our big night. Today's the big day. He says, what's going on? He says, by the Jews tonight, they have an enormous feast. A tremendous feast. And he says, if you'll come to me, they invite everybody. It's an open house. If you'll come with me, you're going to taste food. You're going to have such an experience. You never had such a thing in your whole life. He says, okay, I'm with you. Sounds great. So the Jew takes him to the back to shul, and they hang out after davening, and he sees everybody already going back home after this service. And invariably, somebody approaches this Jew, this pauper, and he asks him, he says, do you have a place to eat the Seder tonight? He says, no, I don't have a place. So the person says, come to me. Come spend Pesach night, Seder night with me and my family. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, right? Anybody is invited. The door is open and everybody's invited to come and join. So they sit together in the beautiful tablecloth with all of the wonderful vessels. And, you know, it's a minhag even to bring all of the most beautiful things and to put it on the Seder table to beautify. And with the ka'ara and all the kaisers, it's beautiful. Beautiful agadas and napkins and plates. Everything is set. It's gorgeous. It's shining. And the guy is sitting there. He's so excited to, you know, to see what they're going to bring out, what kind of feast he's going to have. And first, The person that's running this whole feast stands with a cup of wine in his hand, and he makes a whole elaborate blessing. Everybody gets a little bit of wine, or really to drink a full cup of wine, and he's waiting for the feast. And after that, they bring out some sort of cracker, dry cracker, and he's sitting there munching away on this cracker, and he says, "Okay, it's food. I mean, but this is not the feast that they described to me." And then there's a lot of talking. Finally, after all the talking, Mamash talking and talking and talking, the talking came before the matzah, but then he sees that people are bringing out, you know, bags of this white substance that they see coming in from the kitchen. And he thinks to himself, okay, I don't know what this is exactly, but maybe this is some special sort of delicacy that the Jews have, and he can't wait to taste it. And this is the meal is starting. And obviously he takes maror, he takes on the matzah, and he spits it out, and he can't handle the burning feeling, and he runs out of the room, and he says, these Jews are crazy. This is what he schlepped me here for some grape juice and maybe a radish and some crackers and this terrible bitter food. And he goes back to the garbage dump, and he's laying there, and he's all bitter and broken. It's a worst night, and he's so angry at his friend, what he schlepped me, and he misled me, and he can't handle it. 3 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up, he feels a kick in his side, and he looks up, and it's his friend, the Jewish pauper, and he's beaming, smiling, shining from one end of the world to the other. And he looks up and he starts yelling at him. He says, what kind of fool do you take me for that you said that there's going to be such a feast? What kind of feast was that? That wasn't a feast at all. It was the most bitter, terrible thing that you brought me to. It's a terrible thing. And the Jew looks down at him and he says, you fool. He says, if you would have waited five more minutes, you would have experienced the most wonderful food and the most wonderful feast, Shulchan Arich, where they bring out all of these delicacies and wonderful chicken soup with lakshin and the feast with chicken and meat. It's potatoes, unbelievable food. You never had such a thing in your life. If you would have waited 5 more minutes. And the Rebbe says, Mamash, this is a mashal for our lives when we experience maror, when we experience bitterness in life. What is that? What is that? What's the avoda there? Rabbi Nachman says, hold out, because it means that Shulchan Aruch is coming. It means that you're about to experience unbelievable madrigas if you'll just wait it out. And if we'll utilize this experience, dafka, to be part and parcel of your avodas Hashem, to allow this to become a catalyst for yearning, for longing, that we don't necessarily have that experience of longing when we're high, when we're on the madrigas of feeling this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this unbelievable level of clarity. And we miss out when we have of the experience of not having. And there's something very beautiful about not having. And there's a certain level of yearning and of desire that we can only feel dafka when we don't have. Dafka when the princess is missing. That's part and parcel of the growth process. And so the wise person won't shut down and say, I'm finished, forget about it. Adarava, we realize that this is an opportunity, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it upon us sometimes, that we fall into Meichen Dekatnes, into a closed-minded experience of Yiddishkeit, where we're not feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not feeling clarity, we're not feeling brilliant light enveloping us, and we don't know where to go, and we can't see how far we've come, and it's pitch black, and we get lost. But the wise person realizes that this is not an anomaly. This is not outside of the realm of my Avodas Hashem. This is part and parcel of it. This is the second half of the circle of my Avodas Hashem. Ratzai, running, is the top circle, and Shayv is the bottom circle. And this is the necessary cycle that we take. That this is the Levana, that it shrinks and it grows. And this is a cyclical process that hopefully brings us higher and higher every time the yearning is deeper, because we know what we tasted. And then after that yearning, when we get it back, it's so much more glorious. And then when we go back into a period of samalacha nafshi, this yearning, so then we come back into the rutzai, we come back into the field and the forest with that much more passion. And that's the way it goes. But we have to hold out when we experience mara, mariros. And it doesn't just go for Avodas Hashem, but it goes for circumstances in life. When a person has bitterness, when things are not going good for a person, and we're failing at everything we try to do. But we need to realize that we got to hold out. We got to hold out because something so much more better and so much more beautiful is coming our way if we'll just believe in it. And we'll just believe that after the Maror is coming Shulchan Aruch, if we have that holy stubbornness to hold on. And so this is what the Ma'ariv Na'im suggests, just on a basic level, to understand this concept of a Yerida before the Aliyah of the Jewish day starting by night, is this inyan of needing to fall into a place of heder, of lack, koidim lakach, before rising to a very high level, lipo mimadrega shu achshav, to fall off of the level that you're at now, only in order to rebuild something on the place of that ground zero rubble that's so much more beautiful than what was there before. And that's just the way of life. And like I mentioned before, and I stress this very, very much in the book, that we don't go into this consciously. This is a subconscious process, and paradoxically, it's only when we're trying dafka not to fall into this that this process will unfold naturally. But if a person is going to try to be a chacham, to bring about yiridas, to get into this place of yearning, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It loses its sincerity. And when there's no sincerity, there's no anything. The key of everything is emes. And we have to be sincere. We have to be sincere in our efforts to be trying to be in rutzo all the time. We don't go consciously into a state of shov, but the shov will happen on its own. And when it happens on its own, despite our very best efforts to stay out of it, then it's going to be something genuine. Then it's going to be something sincere. Then, and only then, when we experience shov, will we have that rutzon that's genuine, that's real, because it's something that we try to stay out of. But if it's something that we went into b'mechuvan, so that you don't really care that you're in shov, because it doesn't really mean much to you, right? And that's a very, very big nekuda, very important nekuda. But also equally important is to realize the benefit and the opportunity. And this is something so many people miss out on, and they shut down, and they can't handle it when they have this experience of Yerida, and they don't see this as being part of Avodas Hashem, or being something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes. They don't realize this is part and parcel of it, and so they give up. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, based on the Baal Shem Tov, also tells us that there's this deep and beautiful and wonderful inyan that we can only attain when we're in a bechina of shov. And this chevra is hinted to in David HaMelech's plea when he says, "Sam alecha nafshi, my soul thirsts for you. Kama alecha besari, my flesh pines for you. Be'eretz tziyav ha'ayev, in this place of thirst and the parched land, b'lim mayim, without any water." But what's the next pasuk? Kein ba'kodesh chazi sicha. So, in this way, may I see you b'kodesh, in that place of holiness, in the higher madrega. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, based on the Keser Shem Tov from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, what's this Kein b'kodesh chazi sicha? Says the Heilige Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zchus Yagadolenu, an amazing thing. He says, once a Jew realizes what kind of opportunity is present in that time of Samul Chanashi, Beretziva Ayev B'li Mayim, When we realize that it's dafka there, that there's a certain sweetness, even though we're far, but there's a certain inyan of karav Hashem l'nishpri lev, that paradoxically we feel Hashem most sometimes when we're broken. Sometimes when we're far, we're able to work up yearning and desire and passion in a certain way, more so than when we even have. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, kein b'kodesh chazisicha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't need to bring me into a place of shoiv to feel this way. Let me feel this way of yearning and of longing and of desperation, even b'kodesh, even when I'm doing well. Kein b'kodesh chazisicha. So we have to realize that there's a benefit in shoiv, that it's part and parcel of the process of the journey. And that's the first thing that the Maharei tells us, that when a person is in this growth process, there's going to be a time of falling before rising, and that's part and parcel of the journey. But when a person, he says, even needs shegam benaflim imadrigasai, even when a person falls, we need not stay there, and we must try our best to keep ourselves going. And how do we keep ourselves going? We talked about hanging out during the maror times of our lives to wait for the Shulchan Aruch, but what gives us strength to do that? What gives us strength to hold on? Says the Maari Naim, Shagam ben Naflim Imadrigasi Yisamitz Lalitz Al Hashem, to try our best to rise again. Bo'isa Madrigashu Achshav, on the level that we're at. And that means not to negate the reality that right now we're not in a place of Aliyah, that right now we're not in the Yemei Ava, that we're in the Yemei Sina, but to be able to find a way to jumpstart our Yiddishkeit, find a way to connect even when we feel disconnected. And sometimes the Avodas Hashem of the place of Shov must look different. And it requires us to do different things, to daven in a different place maybe than we're ordinarily davening, maybe to daven in a later minyan, maybe to try to read biographies of the tzaddikim in the time that otherwise we would be, you know, holding in a sugya full-fledged. We don't have that capacity right now. That's not our inyan. That's not our avodah. But remain connected. Try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level that you're at, in the way that's matim for that level, that's fitting for that madriga. Right, so he says, Kitzarech lahamin, because a person needs to believe with all of his heart and soul, that the whole entire world is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. And this doesn't just mean that the earth is filled with God's glory, but it means that the artsius, that the physicality, that experience of a disconnect from spirituality, the darkness where I can't see the spiritual reality, where I can't see the zoichel advarim harbe. I'm just stuck in this realm of bechira. I'm stuck in this realm of many different choices, and I can choose emuna, or I could choose to live life without a Kadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom, and I can't see him. But malay chol ha'aretz kevaydei, all of that artsiyus, that physicality, is bursting with God's presence. And in the Lashon of the Zohar, kadosh v'leis asar panui minei, there is no place vacant from him. V'afilu b'madrega shu achshav, yesh gam kein Hashem yizbarach. And Hashem is with you. And what does that mean, that Hashem is with you? I don't feel that he's with me. That's dafka what I define this period of shov as, that I don't feel that Hashem is with me. But once we understand that Shov is a necessary part of the process of growth, Memela, it was sent upon us by the Hashem that loves us, not because he's trying to distance us. But Kol Yisrachkus, like Rabbi Nachman explains in his famous letter, in his famous lesson, in Likutei Moran Tinyana Memches 48, Ki Kol Yisrachkus Hu Rak Kulei Hiskarvus, that when we feel that we're being pushed away, it's the deepest, deepest expression of Hashem's desire to bring us close, because it's only when we're distant that we're able to come back and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest, most passionate way in the world. That it's dafka, not despite, but it's dafka those times when things aren't going so well, that makes those times that are shas aliyah, when it's unbelievably clear to you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and that he has a relationship with you, and he's helping you, and he's holding you, and the Torah makes sense to you, and the tefillah is connected. It makes those times that much sweeter. Memela, you realize that even here Hashem is with me. Is he with me now in the same way that he's with me in the Shas Aliyah? Absolutely not. It's a different experience. But that the Shas Shov, that time and that experience of Shov, is itself an experience of Hashem. And an even higher experience of a Kaddish Baruch, like Rabbi Yaakov Denishevsky laid out so beautifully in his 5-part series on creation for LPI, all of which are available on SoundCloud, on YouTube. Those shiurim are so fundamental, so deep, unbelievably deep. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. He's present in his absence. And his absence is itself a form of presence. Because less asar poni mine, there's no place vacant of him. V'afilu b'madreiga shu achshav, again, even in that place where you are, yesh gam ken Hashem yizbara, ki less asar poni mine, rak shu mitzumtzum yoy. It's just that right now he's constricted. Right now he's hiding himself in many, many layers and many, many garments. But like the Baal Tanya describes toward the end of Tanya, one of the Prakim, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, later on, the Tanya says the most beautiful thing. He says, is there any difference between seeing the king when he's wearing a big puffy winter jacket, you know, those fancy big coats, the big puffy winter coat, or when you see the king in his undershirt? L'may nafka mino, what does it make a difference? The king is the king, and it makes no difference how many layers he's wearing. The king is the king. And every experience in life, each and every moment, is an experience of the king. Sometimes the king is wearing an undershirt, kiviyachol. There's less barriers and we're able to see it clearly. And sometimes the king is wearing a winter coat and maybe 10 winter coats sometimes. But what does it make a difference? We're surrounded by the king. We're filled with the king each and every moment. Because if we weren't, then this wouldn't be happening. We wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. We wouldn't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us to life every single moment, giving us the ability to live. And paradoxically, it's dafka, his absence from that process, his tzimtzum, that enables us to experience life with all the beauty that life is filled with. If we open our eyes to it, it's dafka, through his concealment, that we're able to live life and strive to connect to him. And Rav Nosson says that was the reason for the creation of the physical world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his apparent presence from the world, dafka, to enable us to yearn, to search for him. That's the whole point of all of this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides so that we will find him. And how foolish would a person be whose friend hides in a game of hide and seek, and he says, oh, my friend hid. That's it. I'm crawling back into bed and I'm pulling the covers over my head and today's finished. I'm so bitter. I'm so broken. How can my friend hide from me? What do you mean? This is the game. It's a game of hide and seek. He hits so you should find him. Not so that you should give up. That's the secret of life. The pasuk says, "Muhul al shem Hashem," from the setting of the sun until the sun comes back up. Muhul al shem Hashem. We're always praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'at tzadik nikra shemesh. We know that the tzadik is referred to as the shemesh, as the sun. Kamaimer, like Chazal tell us, "Ad shalei shaka shimshu shel Eli, zarcha shimshu shel Shmuel v'chulu." Before every tzadik leaves the world, and we just had in the past week, we lost many, many tzadikim. Before tzadikim leave the world, there's new tzadikim that are filling their place. There's no such thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just leaves a generation. Even now, over this period of time, we lost so many gedolim. We lost so many tremendously powerful spiritual forces in the world. Mora Derech, sweet Yidin, Yare Shamayim. But when they leave the world, and before they do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has the next round of tzaddikim prepared. And so we see that the tzaddik is called Shemesh. The tzaddik is called a sun. So Kemaimer, right, and that's what the pasuk tells us. Haresh atzadik nikra shemesh. We find that the tzadik is called the sun, the zehu, and this is the understanding of the pasuk. Mi mizrach shemesh, dainu sham moach shalik bahir v'zach v'davuk v'Hashem yizbarach. When the tzadik and each and every one of us has that tzadik inside, the bechina of amech kulam tzadikim. Mi mizrach shemesh, both at the time that the shemesh, that the bechina of tzadik is shining for us, and things are clear, and things are illuminated, and things are bright, and we're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way of moichin the godless and expanded consciousness, where things are going well for us. Mi mizrach shemesh ad mevayoy, and until the point where mevayoy, where the sun sets. Kishmestalik habihiras v'nafal madrigasay la'olam tzarech lios mehul al shem Hashem. David HaMelech is telling us in this pasuk that whether things are going well for you, and that's mi mizrach shemesh, when the tzaddik inside is shining. Ad mevayoy, even when the inner tzaddik, that in the context of the story of our lives, of the lost princess, is the viceroy, the second in command, who's the bechina of tzaddik, mishneh lemelech, the second to malchus, is yisod, is the tzaddik, yisod olam, that he experiences terrible downfalls and failures, ad mevayoy, but mehul al-shem Hashem, never stop being connected, never stop waiting out the maror, never stop searching for a way to connect, dafka, not despite, but because of this experience and the special gift of kain ba-kodesh chazisicha, the special gift that we have of karav Hashem l'nishpre leiv, the certain experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, dafka, through his absence, and through the lack of feeling. Muhul al Shem Hashem Tamid. Ulisamis la alis al Hashem is Baruch Boy Samadrega, to try our best to grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Madrega that we are at right now. Shu'afsha. Bezen Nikra says the Hail Gemara Naim. This is the deeper meaning of Nase Vinishma. Nase means to just do mindlessly, even when things aren't working, even when things aren't clear, even when we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishma, even when we don't hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, keep on plugging, keep on pounding, keep on doing what you can to just keep on walking and to stay in the game, because there's no such thing as falling out of the game, because this is part of the process. So continue to daven and continue to learn and continue to do the mitzvahs and continue to try on your level, lefi your madrega, to find some way of connecting, some way of being connected to Yiddishkeit, even when we don't have the head for deep learning, for whatever it is, but try to find some other way of connecting, to just scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have more time in Hespodidus, that's what Hespodidus is for, to pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own words, dafka, about our brokenness, right? That's naseh. Keep on doing. And that comes kaidim v'nishma. That comes kaidim, before this experience of nishma. The nishma is, right, that nasa kaidim l'nishma. I think it's just say l'nishma. This means, af benefilas seinu mimadrakas seinu, even when we fall, and here the Ma'ari Naim has such rachmanas on us that he includes himself in us and in our own experience. Af benefilas seinu mimadrakas seinu, that he himself is alluding to us, that he also experiences this process, even at tzaddik on that level. Vashem izbarach, belidavik, vashem izbarach, ba'oysa madriga kanal, connect, keep on connecting, keep on staying in the game, believe that there's a shulchan arich that comes after the marah. V'acharkach nishma. I should say nishma, it's a mistake. Afterwards, we're going to experience the nishma. She'ikra shmiya, what does shmiya mean? Hainu lashin havana. Shmiya means, what does it mean when someone says, you know what, I hear you. What does it mean? It means he understands. It means that I really understand what you're saying. Nishma means to understand. Nishma means when things are clear. Nishma means when it's day. Nishma means the shulchan arech, the feast, the time of aliyah, the time of ratzai, v'achayis ratzai v'shoi. Tainu shabal amadrega yoyser gedayla, to come to a higher level. Nase koydim l'nishma. Zehu ikr kabbalas ha-tayra. And this is why the whole entire Torah is not simply predicated on Am Yisrael's zeal and their excitement to say, hey, you know what, we don't even need to hear what's in the Torah. Nase, we're ready to do it. Nishma, and then we'll hear afterwards. That's beautiful and it's true. But when we understand that, there's nothing essential about this word or this terminology, nasa v'nishma, to the essence of the Torah. But the Ma'ari Naim says that once we understand nasa v'nishma in this way, we realize that this is the yesod kol ha-Torah kula. Because if a person doesn't understand this, and if a person is going to give up every time there's a little bit of marar, and we're going to check out and say, I'm finished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me, he's not present in my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this to you because he's present. This is his presence. This is his deepest experience and his expression of his desire for you to come ever closer. But if a person will give up, so then the whole entire Torah, even if he'll be continuing in a certain way to go through the motions, but the essence is gone, the princess is lost, and he's not even searching for her anymore. He's not even searching. He doesn't realize that the only reason that the princess gets lost is so that we'll search. He loses that sod. And so this is the ikur of Kabbalah Satayra, Shekiblu Yisrael, that Am Yisrael accepted the Torah upon themselves, dafka, with these words, because they understood that if we're going to engage with the Torah in a healthy way, we're going to have this understanding, the Nasa V'nishma, Aliyas and Yeridas, to understand this deep, deep process of Ratzai V'shoiv, of Marar and Shulchan Oirech, of day and night, of Mimizrach Shemesh Va'ad Mevaya Mohul Al Shem Hashem, to constantly continue to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when we don't feel like doing it. V'lachein, and this is why Yisbar Hashem Yisbarach Bezem Oid. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such pleasure and such pride, because he says, Am Yisrael, you get it. You get it. You understand the game that we're playing. You understand the hide and seek, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides so that we'll find him. And like the Berditchever famously said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides because we're playing a game of hide and go seek. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides and I find him everywhere. Not just I find him in the place where he's hiding, but I find him everywhere. When a Jew knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides so that we will find him, memela, every experience of life, from the times of Aliyah certainly, but also the times of Yerida, terrible Yeridas, we're able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, the Nasa V'Nishma. And Hashem says, I have no greater pride than this. Even greater pride, as we explain in the book at length, the Neshama of Malchus Beis David, the Mashiach ben David, Klapi, the Mashiach ben Yosef, even greater pride than a tzaddik that never experiences a time of Yerida, or never experiences the extent of Yerida that the simpler people do. Hashem says, I have much more nachas from the Baal Tshuva, ben makim shabali tshuva, aimdim, ein tzaddikim gemur michalam lamacham. It's dafka, the malchus beis david, the melucha that falls and has the azas to kedusha to keep on keeping on, to keep on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yehuda that says, sadka mimeni, that keeps on coming back and not giving up and not running away. And being sincere and open and honest and vulnerable, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is Yisrael HaShabacha Aspar. This is the pride that Hashem takes, that Am Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. But Zema Oy, that Hashem has such pride, Shekiblu Atar B'Goydol HaEmes, because they connected themselves to Emes. We've discussed in Yishirim in the past, that Emes is the Osios Aleph Mem Tav, from beginning to end. That Am Yisrael is not coming just from Avram Avinu, which is the time of Chesed, the time of Ar, Vayashkim Avram, Ba'boiker, Boiker Da Avram. And we're not either coming just from Yitzchak Avinu, that's the Indian of Gevura, but we come from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is titen emes li Yaakov. Yaakov is mivreach hatichain hamavriach min katze el katze. Yaakov binds the whole Mishkan together. The middle pipe that went through the whole entire Mishkan is the bechina of Yaakov Avinu, the bechina of Tiferes that connects Chesed and Gevura, the days and the nights, the Yimei Ava and the Yimei Sina, the Ratzay and Shoyu, the Nasa V'Nishma. And that's why it's Dafka titen emes li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the Ishtam Yoshev Ayholim Dafka. He sits in two tents, the tent of Avram and the tent of Yitzchak. And it's Yaakov Avinu that's the Torah is given to Yaakov Avinu. V'nasan lanu tairas emes, that the Torah is Aleph Mem Tav, from the beginning of Aleph Beis all the way to the end of the Aleph Beis, the Madriga of Aleph Pele Elyon, and also the Madriga of Tav, the Tav Alma de Peruda, the low level of the Dvarim Harbe. That's the Torah. The Torah intends for a Jew to experience life in the fullest. And that doesn't mean to always be in a Shas Aliyah. That would be just Avram. And it certainly doesn't mean to always be in a time of Yerida. That's Yitzchak. But Yaakov Avinu is the source of the Torah, Titan Emes the Yaakov, the Aleph, the Mem, the Tav, to experience life in its entirety. And that's where the Torah comes from. That's the essence of the Torah. That's Yisrael Asher Becha Espa'er, that Hashem has pride from us. In that place of Tiferes, that Yaakov Avinu is the Tiferes, the harmony between the Chesed and the Gevura, the Aleph and the Tav, the middlemost letter, the Mem, that the Torah was given, Ben Mem Yom, 40 days and 40 nights. Why? Because the Mem Yom is the Mem of Aleph Mem Tav, the middle place of the Emes. The Aleph is the extreme of Chesed, the Tav is the extreme of Gevura, and where does the Torah come from? From the Mem, from the middle letter that binds it all together, the Yaakov Avinu, the Tiferes, Titein Emes, the Yaakov, V'Nasan MS. And that's what he says over here. Shekiblu Tyra Begoidel Ha MS, that they got this truth. The Hesigu Ha MS. Shalo Oilam Yudvukim Hashemis Baruch, not to let go, never to let go. Not to give up when things are a little bit bitter. V'lo yifardu mimenu, not to not to split from him. Af b'naflam imadrigasam, even when they fall down. V'ze ikra hiluch v'anhaga, and this is the ikr walking and the ikr experience or journey of the Jewish person. V'anhaga yisraelis u'v'zet sarich, and in this inyan, a person needs lahalich, to walk all the time, like Rabbi Nachman says. That a person has to be a baki bahalacha, baki bahalicha. What's this? That a person should know baki baratso, baki b'shayiv, to be an expert when things are going well, and to be an expert when things are not going well. And that's called a baki bahalicha, to be an expert of knowing how to walk, how to proceed, how to always stay in the game, to realize that any experience is already in the game. Part of the game, and intended, and part of the expression of Hashem's deepest love for us. How could a person stay connected? We already said this. By reminding himself that Hashem is everywhere. This whole world, like we said before, that doesn't just mean the earth, but it means the arsias, the gashmias. It's just physical. And physicality is not the aspaklaya mi'ira, where things are clear, but I can't see. It's dark. It's kosnes ar with the ayin. It's the garments of skin as opposed to the garments of light, kosnes ar with the aleph that we talk about also in the story of our lives. It's a very, very connected piece, obviously, to the whole book, Baruch Hashem. It's all siyata d'shmaya. The whole book is about this. There's a lot of other stuff in there, but this is the main thrust of the book. And everything that we're trying to communicate, and the derech of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and the derech of Rabbi Nachman Zchus Yigun Aleinu, and the shorish neshama of Am Yisrael that we're experiencing, the story of our lives, that we go through this process. This is the sod, chevra. It's almost a joke that most of Am Yisrael has no access to this. And there's thousands of shiurim on everything else, but who's speaking about this? Who's delivering these messages to remind Am Yisrael that this is part of the journey, this is part of the experience. Hashem gifted us with these tzaddikim. We learned last week, Yimin Hashem's right hand is a tzaddikim that he gifts us with to be able to communicate the das to us, ashrenu, that we're connected to it. And it makes life so much sweeter and so much better and so much more healthy. So much more healthy. And it gives us the ability to communicate these ideas to our children in a way that accommodates the times that they're doing well and accommodates also the times that they're not doing so well. To put everything into perspective, to judge us favorably, to judge others favorably. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. That a person should be able to tell himself or herself that even though it's rak chomer of, it's gashmias, it's physicality, I can't experience anything afal pikein, melay chala aretz kavaydai. But the earth, the artsias, the physicality is bursting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. He's with you. V'ini Hashem Yisbarach nikra chai hachayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the life of life. Everything that we experience is only chitzonius. You understand this? All of life that we experience, even though it's life, we feel it, it's vibrant, it's is guf b'li neshama klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem is the neshama of our neshama. That our neshama is guf klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pumping us with spiritual vitality that comes from a world far beyond even the place that the neshama comes from. Chai HaChayim. Every level of existence, HaChayim Shalahem, the life is who Hashem is Baruch. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. V'zehu chai hachayim. This is what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the life of our life. Shu yizbarach hachayim shal kol hachayim. V'yachshav, and therefore a person should think kishenafo memadrigasa, when he falls down. Haloi chai ani. And I speak about this so often in Shirim. I say this all the time from this piece of Ma'ari Naim. Haloi chai ani, I'm living. What is this that I'm living? What is this that my neshama is alive, that it's giving me the ability to think negative thoughts, that it's giving me the ability to act even negatively, that's giving me the ability to speak in a way of anger, in a way of lowliness, because I'm experiencing the moich and the katnis, but haloi chai ani, but I'm alive. Umau achi yishali. Haloi haboire yizbarach. It's Hashem. Nimsa yesh kan gam kein hu yizbarach. Ach shu benut mitzum tzumi oid. And so this is a surefire way to remind ourselves that Hashem is with us if we'll look in the mirror, or if we'll be misboning for 1 minute and to say, whoa, even my worst moment, even when I'm just lounging around on the couch watching Netflix and pounding Doritos, whatever, and mashal, each and every one of us on our own Indian, where we feel totally, totally broken and not excited to engage with life or anything meaningful. We just want to just pull the covers over our head and not live. Even in our most dormant state, halichai ani, but I'm living. I'm living the yimei sina. I'm living the shoiv. I'm living the absence, but I'm living. The nimtza yesh gam kein hu yizbarach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Achu mitzum samiyad. He's very hidden. Why did he hide? So I should find him. Ah, so it comes out that I'm never out of the game. It comes out that I'm never distant from him. And that whole this whole experience of his hiding is just to bring me ever closer. Says the master of the world, who taught Am Yisrael this secret of Nasa v'nishma? Nasa at the times that things are not going well. Is Ad Mivayai, when the sun is setting. And Nishma is Mimizrach Shemesh. Who told them this secret? Where it's a loymar, me. Da'ainu kasheim choishvim mi hu achiyish alehem. Ze gilin raz. It's not to be read. Who was it that revealed the secret to Am Yisrael? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, Am Yisrael, you connected to the deep, deep understanding of Nasa v'Nishma, Memela Mi. When you'll understand to ask the question, Mi hu hachi shali? Who is giving me life? Who is my source? Who is hiding so that I feel so broken? This is Gili Raz Zelibana. That's the deepest secret of life. That we're Hashem's children and that He loves us. And that like a parent teaching his child to walk, sometimes you have to crouch a little bit far away so that the kid will be able to take a few more steps closer so that he'll be able to learn how to walk more and more and more and more. And does that come because the parent hates the child? On the contrary, Adarabava Adarabava, it's out of his great love for the child. This is me, the question of who? Who is giving me life? This is Gila Raz Zelabana. This is the deepest secret and gives us the ability to ask Nasa v'Nishma, or to embody within our lives Nasa, just to keep on doing even when we don't feel like it, so that we come to the Nishma. V'zehu, with the last couple of minutes, we'll try to close out now. A few minutes left, we started late. V'zehu, and this is the Inyan of Bayoy Mazebo Midbar Sinai. The Chazal say, based on this pasuk, that b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, on this day we came to midbar Sinai, darshu razal shayu chadashim alecha ki yom shenitna, that the Torah should be new to you every day like it was given today. How could it be such a thing? The Torah was given so long ago. How does a Jew get or come to the experience of Yiddishkeit that's bursting with life? This is the fundamental question of the Sefer. Be'ez Hashem, I hope that you'll read and that we'll all read together and that we'll all experience the story of Rabbi Nachman together. This is the fundamental question that this book comes to answer. How do we find the princess of youth, of wonder, of passion, of excitement? And you know what the answer this book gives is? It's dafka in the search for the lost princess. But to understand this process, the deserts, the fields, and the forests, to work through every single aspect of lowliness and failure, but to have the Azaz, the Kedusha, to stay in the game, to realize it's part of the process, to try to get to the golden mountain, which, as you'll learn, means to be able to see how everything was golden, the whole process, the Tam Ha'etz is Ketama Reach. All this is in the book. There's so much. And this is only one percentage. This Baruch Hashem, there's so much. It's packed. It's packed. It's so packed. It's such a privilege. I had nothing to do with this book. I mamash had nothing to do with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it down to the world, and I'm just as thrilled as anybody else that it's here. And I mamash, like, I just sit there, it's on my table now. I feel no personal connection. Obviously, it's the story that I feel is my own story, but I mamash feel that it had to be brought into the world. It's ours, Chever. It's all of ours. And I was so happy in a certain way, frustrated as I was, that everyone else should have the book before it came to me. My copy got lost in the mail, Baruch Hashem. I got it after already hundreds of Chever, mamash, had the book already, because I felt like it's mamash ours. Why should I have it before anyone else? It's mamash ours. And it's our story. There's so much in there. Baruch Hashem, Chazei Hashem. It's a matana. It's mamash a matana. So the whole answer of the book is this sod of Nasa v'Nishma. The whole answer of how to live a life of Yubei Necha Kechadashim, to be able to live life with passion, is that the searching is finding. The Yagati Umatsasi Tamin. Even if we can't have anything to show for ourselves, Tamin, have a Muna that we gained. And we're going to learn all of this inside to the Chever that are part of the course. I cannot wait. Sunday, Be'ezer Hashem, starts the journey. But even the Chever that aren't part of the course, but the book is free. It's not free. But the book is, not yet. But the book is Hashem's sponsor will come in and buy copies for all of Am Yisrael. But the book is readily available for everybody to order and to read through and to journey through at your own pace, on your own level. But it's there. And this is the sod of the book, Nasa v'Nishma. This is Gilui Raz Zelabana, me, to be able to connect to our Kaddish Baruch Hu at the highs and the lows, every moment of life. That's the secret. And then, because we're going to be able to say Nasa v'Nishma and mean it for real, what it means on the deepest level, how it's relevant to us, Memela, every day that we wake up, it's Kichadashim, because there's a mission, there's an ideal to strive for. It's Samalach Nashi, Kamalach Basari, that has a Maila to the point that Kain Bach. Even when we get to the princess, which the story never ends. That's also part of this. So it's spoiler alert. You'll get there, right? But even when we arrive at that place that we were yearning for, still we don't want to lose the experience of not having. That this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu programs it, because this is the shleimus of life. Because when you have, you also lack at that same time the experience of not having. And so sometimes not having is a fuller experience than even having. Because then in a certain way you have, but you also have not having. And so you have it all. And that's the experience of the humility of knowing that we don't have, that we're on a journey, that we're searching. And it's the most beautiful thing. It's so real and it's so useful and it works, chevra. And mamash works. I could be made. It works. Because I'm not there. I not for one moment found the princess, but I'm searching. And the search gives me life. And I know that I'm just on the lowest level in the world, but from that place, I'm yearning and I'm longing. And that yearning and that ideal to know that there's a goal that I'm striving toward, that itself brings me life in the most wonderful, beautiful, awesome way. And I can't wait to share that with you and continue to share that with you through these Shiurim, Ezer Hashem, and through through the Lost Princess course I showed in the beginning, this workbook, Chazei Hashem, which is a whole curriculum. Mamasha curriculum of Hasidus. All of the sources inside from the book, the quotes that are brought in the book, are all brought with the interlinear translations. And Baruch Hashem, there's questions for reflection and exercises. And every Torah that we learn is transformed into a tefillah to daven it. And discussion points v'chule v'chule. The yesodas of Chassidus are in this course. And it's just it's the biggest privilege. It's the biggest honor. It's the biggest gift. I'm so excited to share it with you because we don't have time to finish it now. I'm not going to keep you any longer. It's already late. But I think that this is the bulk of it. This is the bulk of it. This is the secret. Avalafit Vareno, we'll just read this last line. Hanal muvan hetiv. Shebakol yoyim v'yoyim maktim. Nasa l'nishma. We wake up with this understanding that Nasa comes before Nishma. Shezeu ikr kabbalah satira. This is the main thing. And I'll just tell you outside what he says. Yeah, there's already a lot. But just b'kitzur nimratz, we won't read it inside. But he says, this is pshat in the pasuk. Va'atim advekam Hashem alekechem chayim kulchem yoyim. Doesn't just mean you who are alive today, or rather you who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are living, but it's how do you know that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Chaim Kul Chameyayim. How do you know Ba'atam Advekim? How do you know that you're always connected? Because Chaim, because you're alive. And who's giving you life? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's that paragraph. And then he says, this is what David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. That David HaMelech is saying that I put all the time, Hashem and Lenegdi, whether things are going good for me, which is Hashem Yudke Vavke, or whether things are Lenegdi, whether things are opposite me. But at all the time, David HaMelech says, Shivisi. It's all the same to me. Nothing's going to be able to push me away. I have Azas to Kedusha that both when things are going good, which is Hashem, and also when things are going bad, which is Lenegdi, which I have as Snagdus, things aren't going well to me, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi. And Tamid, all the time, going back to that Pasuk, Mi Mizrach Shemesh, Ad Mevayoi, Mehulal Shem Hashem, we should be Zaycha to know this, and to really, really realize that these are not Divrei Torah that you say over by a table, or in between Mincha and Marav in a shul. These are deep, deep lessons for life that we need to bake into our hearts. We can't move without them. Nasa v'nishma zeh yisod kalatar kula, like he says. This is why it's dafka in the maimut of our Sinai, that Am Yisrael say Nasa v'nishma. This is why it's connected to the emes of Titin emes liyakov, MS, the Mem Yom Shenit Natara, the middlemost letter. This is the foundation of everything. If we can get this, then we're set for the rest of our lives because nothing will be able to knock us down. That we'll always remain connected, always to ask that question, need. And that's Gila Razel Abanai, Nasa the Nishma, Yemei Sina, Yemei Ava, Ratzi Vishoy, hold out when there's Marar, stay in the game because you're always in the game. And that's exactly what it is. It's a game of hide and seek. Don't fall for the trick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, not so we'll give up, but so we will find him. And all of this is in the book that I hope that you'll buy, and I hope that the chevra that bought it will really read it. Part of the reason that I did the course is because it's a big book, Baruch Hashem. It's a whole long thing, and I'm just worried that chevra are going to buy it and they're going to start reading it, and then Ba'avli Azman, they're not going to be able to finish it. But this way with the course, I know that at least to the 50 Yidden that signed up for the first course, 50 Jews will really read the book from beginning to end together and over a 7-week period of time and really get into it and really experience it. And I just don't have the words to express my gratitude to the Master of the World and to each and every one of you. for joining me on this journey that is LPI, and I'm trying my best. And we're trying, you know, we can only do it with each and every person to spread the word and to spread the message and to share the content and to share the invite link to the groups, because I'm just limited. I'm just one human being. But together we can do something amazing. Together we can stand up and we can set Am Yisrael on fire and we can save lives. Baruch Nias and even Megashmias, Kipshut and Mamish. We should be Zeichat.